The power of the Word. Christ did not summon angels or display that power which was his right as God the Son. He just did what we all need to do. He used the Word. To him it was final and sufficient, the very breath of God. He was handling the weapon of omnipotence and divine authority. He knew the Word. He counted it sufficient. He used it, but he used it against the devil. He did not quote it to his Father, or recall it merely to refresh his own soul. The devil had said, "It is written," Matthew 4:6. But the Lord said more than that, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written," verse 10. Note that. He spoke to the devil and told him to go. And you may need to do the same someday. Do not speak lightly about these things. The Holy Spirit has anticipated the tendency to lightness on the subject with a warning, "Be sober." 1 Peter 5:8. All frivolous talk on the subject is just so much fuel to the devil's fire. It is not too much to add that while some people are mechanically saying, "Alleluia," the devil is planning to steal a march on them. So be deliberate, reverent, and solemn in your use of the Word. It will do all it says. Down through the ages, Satan has striven to rob the man of God of his sword. You can never use with assurance what you doubt. If you doubt the divine inspiration of Scripture, or if you put the inspiration of Scriptures on the same level as music, you will fail when you meet the devil. The Scriptures are the oracles of the Most High, subject to none of the imperfections and limitations of humanity. Therefore, they will do all they say, and to believe less is to doubt the veracity of the Almighty. A myriad have staked their lives upon God's Word and proved it to be true. Theological views and brain spinning are of no use in this battle. You must come to the book, to "It is written." Unless you are there, or get there, the forces of evil will surely hem you in and take their toll. Watch, then, that you do not lose your sword. Immerse yourself in the Word.